everyone. Thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials at Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Houston Young Adults, this is Miriam, and I have the privilege and the honor to share with you today, to impart to you from the Word of God, amen, alive and living, sharper than a two-edged sword. I'm excited, you know, because God's Word is alive and God's Word is our nourishment, amen. So every time that you tune in, every time, you know, that you join us at Houston Young Adults, know that your spirit is going to be nourished no matter if we're at a hangout, no matter if we are, you know, just after service, anytime that we come together, of course, on this podcast, know that your spirit is being edified. It's being spoken to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to get started, and I just want to share that, you know, the days we're living in, everybody knows, everybody sees. I hope you're not numb to what's going on. You know, we can't turn off or, you know, shut it out. On the contrary, you know, we have to be closer to God like never before. We have to know who we are in Christ and the authority that we carry. No matter what we hear, no matter what we see, it doesn't matter, because God is with us. Hallelujah. And, you know, that just, I'm just speaking from my heart. And that ties into our Sunday night service. You know, Pastor Sandy teaching us about the Holy Spirit, who the person of the Holy Spirit is. So if you missed that, I would go back and tune in. It's on YouTube. And continue to keep getting plugged in, and do not miss any service, because every service, you know, the Believer's Authority class, like, we all are just getting fed. And, you know, this is what we need more than ever, is to dive into the Word. You know, and Pastor Sandy said there's coming a time when you're going to be here every day. You know, if that rubs you wrong, you know, you're still living in, you're still kind of conformed, you know, to the world. I know we all, you know, have jobs, we all have families, we all have responsibilities. But at the end of the day, like, Jesus is coming back. He's coming back soon. That needs to be like number one every single day. We got to be ready to meet him. We got to know that, you know, that job, that car, that house, whatever it is, that those shoes that you're like, you know, chasing after, like, none of that is going to matter. It's really not. We have to live in that reality to know, yeah, their cars are good. Yeah, homes are good. Yeah, shoes are good. Whatever it is, you know, that you like, great. You know, God will give that to you. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things, I will drop them on your lap. That's, you know, how I see it, because I've seen it in my life. And I just praise God, because he is so great. He is so awesome. There's no better life than living for Christ. And I know that you feel that way. And I know that we share that in common. That's why you're on here today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to give you some scriptures today. Again, touching on, well, actually, I'm not touching on what's going on in the world. You know, the war in Iraq. I'm not touching on that. I'm not a scholar for end time Bible prophecy. I do know end time Bible prophecy, though, which we should all know it. And just so you know, end time Bible prophecy, you know, the end time, the book of Revelation, it's not to scare you. It is to prepare you. There's a man of God that says that. Credit to Brother Tiff Shuttlesworth. I don't know if he originated it, but that's who I heard it from. And if you are more interested, if you do want to study more about, you know, the end times, he's the, in my opinion, that I've come across, our church backs it up, Brother Tiff Shuttlesworth, you can look him up. I want to encourage you, though, you know, hearing all this, you know, wars of rumor, hearing all this craziness in the world, all this, you know, wickedness that's being unleashed. I want to edify you because it should not move you. It should not instill fear in you in any way, because you know who you are. You should know who you are, because, again, you know, the things of the world are going to pass. We have to know that. We have to know that more, as real as, you know, I'm standing here looking in the physical with my eyes, you know, what I see, you know, the spiritual has to become just like that. We are spirits living in our bodies, and our spirits are going to go and be with the Lord. Glory to God. This world's going to pass. So when we hear of, you know, all this stuff going on, we shouldn't be moved. And if you've ever felt, you know, fear try to creep in, I speak against that right now in the name of Jesus, because I want to tell you, if you've given your life to Jesus, you are the body of Christ. You are a part of his body, and we have union in each other in Christ Jesus, which is our head. And we are together, just like every single part of the body works together so it can function the way God has called it to function. You are a part of that. So there should be no room for fear. There should be no room for insufficiency. There should be no room for condemnation. There should be no room for none of that. Because right now, the body of Christ, just how you see all this wickedness unleashing, all this, you know, the Antichrist, you know, the plans that he has that are in the Bible that God has told us about, the church, the end time church, is also raising up a standard. We're raising up against it. We got to be bolder than ever. We got to be more involved than ever in the kingdom of God. Because that's the only way that we are going to make it, that we're going to have that confidence that the devil ain't going to be able to creep in any, like, not even like, I don't no crack, no nothing. The devil's not going to be able to bring nothing against me that's going to move me, because I'm rooted and I'm grounded in his house, in his word. And I have my confidence, and I know who I am in Christ. Proverbs 10:30 says, the godly will never be disturbed. Glory to God. I believe this word is for today. It's for now. It's for any time that you hear this, because you are the godly. God is speaking to you and telling you that you will never be disturbed. And it also doesn't end there. It says, but the wicked will be removed from the land. Glory to God. The wicked shall be removed from the land. They shall face judgment just like we will, but we don't face the wrath of God, because we are, the blood of Jesus already paid our ransom. We're already made whole because of the blood of Jesus. We're already pardoned because of the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Psalms 27, 13 and 14 says, yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. This, when I read this scripture, I was like, hold up, you know, because of course I have stuff, you know, I have certain things that I'm believing the Lord for, you know, and the devil's always going to come and try to be like, oh yeah, but you know, all this is going on, you ain't going to see it, or it's for heaven. You know, you hear all this stuff, religion, but no, let me stop you right there. Satan, Psalms 27, 13 says, yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Glory to God. And it says, wait patiently for the Lord. That's another promise that you can stand on. Amen. Because God, there's so many promises in his word, and God speaks through us. He gives us visions. He speaks to us inwardly. He speaks through us through his word, you know, and we cannot get discouraged because of what's going on around us. We got to hold on to his word. This specific word says that we will see the Lord's goodness while we are here in the land of the living. This is the land of the living. Amen. And Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear. I am with you. It says, do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. It says, do not be dismayed. We cannot be dismayed. We cannot give up. We cannot get tired. Galatians 6:9 says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap our harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Glory to God. This word is so encouraging. If, you know, the Bible wouldn't say don't get tired God knows we're human. God knows, you know, that we have flesh, but this is when you should, again, continue to edify your spirit, continue feeding that spirit man so that your spirit man can be greater than your flesh, and you don't give up, and you don't, you know, you don't stop pursuing the Lord. The Bible says, don't look to the right or to the left. It says, look straight ahead. Let me go there. It's Proverbs 4:25. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths your feet, and be steadfast in all your ways. Amen. It says, do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. No one can force you to go into that place. No one can force you to do whatever it is, whatever sin, whatever it is that's causing you not to draw near to God. Only you yourself are accountable. So I'm going to go ahead and close with Joshua 1:9. Amen. I'm going to start at 6. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land that I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, neither turning to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my commandment. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. I know this blessed you. It blessed me. I encourage you, continue. Seek the Lord like never before. Stay plugged in. We loved you. Be blessed.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials at Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.